Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye.
Craig Finn is our guest today. You may know him as the ongoing frontman of the Hold Steady, and he's just released his first solo album, Clear Heart, Full Eyes. The album was made in Texas, which is also the home of the TV series Friday Night Lights, and that's the source of the album title. And we'll find out about that in a bit. But I started out by asking Craig, why a solo album and why now?
The Hold Steady decided to take a break this year. We're a really hard touring band, and I think everyone needed a rest. But I just wanted something to do, was first and foremost. But I was also looking to do something that maybe had a little less volume. And Hold Steady is a massively loud rock band. And I kind of wanted to do something that was maybe a little more focused on the narrative storytelling part of my lyrics, and do something that, you know, maybe that drove it a little more. It was something that kind of challenged me as well. I don't write music very often for the Hold Steady, so kind of coming up with the chords and the everything for these songs was something that was different for me. And then going in, plugging in with a completely new group of musicians was at times, at first, intimidating for me. And then when it came out really well, it was kind of a big confidence booster. One of the things that came up with the solo record that when I look back to sort of the genesis of it, I met Mike McCarthy, the guy who produced it, and I was kind of explaining, I have these songs, but they aren't like super musical. They're more just these simple chords and all these words, and I have the melodies of the vocals, but that's about it. And he said, if you can sing the song to me over the phone, then the rest of it is my problem. meaning he would build the music up, and he really did produce the record, and I think that that's sort of the difference about the different thing about this versus the Hold Steady.
Well, the first thing I think most of us heard from it was Honolulu Blues, which I'm forgive me, and I don't think I'm wrong here, but I hear that song and I think of some of those lengthy wordy songs of Bob Dylan's. I haven't heard you mention specifically Dylan as an influence in the past.
He is. I mean, he definitely is. Someone was actually asking me about Time Out of Mind the other day, which is a record I love, but I actually just listened to it yesterday just to kind of get back, and I was like, yeah, I could see that. Dylan is something, you know, I'm 40 years old now, and it's like every year I feel like I go a little deeper into Dylan. You know, it seems like I spend a little more of each year getting into it and finding new things, and it certainly is an influence. Anyone who's like a lifetime artist like that becomes more and more of an influence as you get to be a musician that's, you know, like all of us, getting a little older and saying, well, that's completely fascinating to have records, great records, 40 years apart.
Absolutely. Well, can you do a version of that one, Honolulu Blues?
Yeah, absolutely.
Dark in her doorway, said he's here to share the good news. Smile straight from the movies, look down at his shoes. There are holes and they showed his toes. Where I was left, the black was brown. Later on in the garage, I couldn't find my chainsaw. In the distance, I heard trees just falling down. I was underneath the city, riding around in trains. Fell asleep at Nassau, but I ended up in Maine. There were big tall trees and rocky coastline. The waves came in so wild. But for all that natural beauty, there were still so many kids that were asking me for something that could help them to get high. We're all good, we're all bad, we're euphoric and we're sad. Roll the rock away and check the tomb. We're awake and we're aware. We're confused and cold and scared. And cross reminds us that he died for me and you. Woke up in the ocean with the Honolulu Blues. John Didion and Graham Greene said roughly the same thing. You're bringing Jesus to the jungle, trying to teach people to sing. All those hymns that you love, cause you learned them as a kid, and they make perfect sense to you. Yeah, but there's a point in time when thousands die. You gotta maybe think that maybe Jesus isn't getting through. Now we're freezing in the forest. There's no wood to heat the house. We took axes to the furniture. We pulled the floorboards out. And there's animals scratching at the door. And they know we're gonna die. Yeah, there were big tall trees and rocky coastline. The waves came in so wild. We're all wild, we're all free. We're all back from Tennessee. With our souvenirs to prove that we were there. Flying around in planes, riding around in trains, searching out those panoramic views. Woke up in the ocean with the Honolulu blues. We're all good, we're all bad, we're euphoric and we're sad. Roll the rock away and check the tune. We're awake and we're alarmed, the stars scratching your arm. Crossed your minds and said he died for me and you. Woke up in Oahu with the Honolulu blues.
Honolulu Blues, Craig Finn, and Craig, is this the band that made Clear Heart, Full Eyes With You, or who's playing?
It's slightly different. Ricky Ray Jackson on pedal steel and guitar is the holdover. He was in the studio with us, and he is here today with the live version of this band. We have Falcon Valdez playing drums, and Alex Livingston playing bass, and James Stevens playing guitar. We have Will Johnson on vocals from Centromatic. He sang a lot of backups on the record, and he was kind enough to come out today. So it's all Austin people, and it's a Texas-based band.
Now, will you be able to do a tour with this band, or what?
Yeah, we're going out in February, February to early March, and it's pretty much major markets, but it's not a super extensive tour, but we're definitely going to take it on the road.
Now, you were talking a little bit about writing every day, which I think it's, I talk to a lot of people that say, I only write when I get inspired. Did you once do it that way and then switch over, or has it always been like a discipline?
No, the discipline thing is more, I've always written a little bit, but actually this album came from a period early this year in 2011 that I was trying to write a song every day. And, I got not just lyrics, but trying to write an actual song. And of course, a lot of them end up terrible that way. But, you revisit them 2 weeks later and you say, well, that first verse is pretty good. I could keep that. And you get really, I felt like putting the time in, being disciplined about putting the time in, led to great results. I had a friend who wrote for David Letterman's show, and he really influenced me on this. He said, my show's going on the air at 11:30 or whatever. It'd be great if it's awesome, but it's going on. So there has to be a show. And so that was kind of the inspiration. Well, I'm going to write a song, and then I'm going to try to make it good.
Which makes a lot of sense. You are not what one would call a confessional singer-songwriter. We do not necessarily learn a lot about Craig Finn from these songs, but you always have really interesting characters. Is writing as a character always something that interested you from the beginning?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think I always say that if I wrote about my own life, these records would be really, really boring. So using characters allows me to do something that I think is a little more cinematic. You can put them through higher highs and lower lows that you don't necessarily experience all yourself, but certainly they're, little bits and pieces of people I know or things that happen to me, or they come up all different ways. But I do find writing the characters gives me a little more freedom.
Well, okay, I was assuming that you already started with a character, but there's a song on here, one of the first things I heard was this song called New Friend Jesus. And part of me feels like maybe you were inspired by the title on that one.
Well, New Friend Jesus was, I just thought about, like, every once in a while, especially when you're younger, like in high school, you have a friend who's like, I met this new friend, his name's Paul, he's so cool, he does this, he does that. And I was like, well, what if that was just kind of thinking about that. What if that was Jesus? And what if that's how you were hearing it? So I think that the Jesus thing is it's always interesting to imagine in Jesus as in the human aspect of Jesus as one of us.
Yeah, there's a country western song called I Met Jesus at the Bar, which is a good one too. Can you do that one?
Absolutely.
Everybody's saying that the light don't shine, but the light shines down on me. Got a new friend, and my new friend's name is Jesus. Met him in the parking lot, he took me in his car. Got a new friend, and my new friend's name is Jesus. Drove around all summer long, he sold me his guitar. Got a new friend, and my new friend's name is Jesus. People give me sideways looks when we sit up on the strand. It's hard to suck with Jesus in your band. I wish I was with Jesus when I met you. I wish I was with Jesus when I met you. I wish I was with Jesus when I met you. Yeah, you'd be so impressed with me, you'd give yourself right up to me. But me, I feel a chill. Got a new friend, and my new friend's name is Jesus. When all those creeps came after me, paid off all my bills. Got a new friend, and my new friend's name is Jesus. Drove around all summer long, we'd park behind the bars. Got a new friend, and my new friend's name is Jesus. Well, people say we suck at sports, they don't understand. Hard to catch with holes right through your hands. I wish I was with Jesus when you love me. I wish I was with Jesus when you love me. I wish I was with Jesus when you love me. I would have been a better me. That much I can guarantee you. Now I'm on your doorstep and you're asking me to leave. You don't think that I could ever change so quickly. Say you call the cops, but even if you do, I'll just love them all the way that Jesus loves me. Got a new friend, and my new friend's name is Jesus. Got a new friend, and my new friend's name is Jesus. Got a new friend, and my new friend's name is Jesus. Got a new friend, and my new friend's name is Jesus.
New Friend Jesus, that's another one of the new ones from Clear Heart, Full Eyes, the new Craig Finn album. And so you're a Friday Night Lights fan, but specifically the television show, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I haven't read the book or seen the movie, so it's all the television show. And I got the title for that from Friday Night Lights. It's slightly juxtaposed. They say, what do they say?
Full heart, clear eyes.
Well, yeah, clear eyes, full heart, can't lose. And right. So I changed it around a little bit. But it was, it seemed apropos to being down in Texas. And also, it's a great show in that it deals with kind of youth. The kids are going through their thing, but then the coach and his wife also have a very adult relationship, and they're trying to be role models and, have a family. And so I think the kind of that duality kind of appealed to me, especially as being, a little older, but still in rock and roll. And rock and roll, you always think of a youth music kind of, and just saying, oh, this is, it's I'm an adult here. Trying to deal with rock and roll too. So there's something about that show that really connected me on that level.
Well, that's one of the things you've done for a long time is as you get older, you keep, or at least certainly in the whole study, write a lot of things from the perspective of people who are young and younger. Does that, how do you check yourself on something like that? You know, you may just end up being this totally a 40-year-old's, fantasy.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the thing is when you turn 35 or 40 or whatever and you get a little perspective on being 19, you can figure out what's kind of funny about being 19, where at 19, it's also terrifying. Well, it doesn't seem funny at all. So I think that that's the kind of, it's just the perspective that I think is interesting. You kind of are able to separate what's great, what's cool, what's romantic, and what's just sort of mundane about youth.
Another song on here is about it's not about Jesus, it's about a guy named Jackson. Tell me a little bit about this character and how this song came about.
Well, that song is kind of from a character's point of view. It's a narrator who's thinking back to maybe a wilder time in his life, and he's maybe in a better place, but he's thinking back on these two people he knows, Jackson and Stephanie, that he used to run around with, and he's wondering where they are, maybe hoping that they're all right, but probably thinking that they aren't. And it's just, it was just a story I kind of got to thinking about. It wasn't like a eureka moment. I was just like, well, it was one of those ones where I was kind of writing it and working on it for a little while.
Mm. Well, and this is Jackson?
Yeah, this is Jackson.
Jackson was an actor, at least he was when he was well. Stephanie was good to me, not so much to herself. We were hauled up in a hotel room from August to November. It was Jackson, me, and Stephanie, and the rest I don't remember. Stephanie appeared to me in the back half of the theater. We met up with Jackson on the Strand a few days later. Pulled our phones and made a run. We were foolproof when it counted. Jackson, me, and Stephanie, and it didn't seem all that crowded. Why you ask about Jackson? It's a long time ago, nothing really happened. Why you ask about Jackson? Restless, couldn't take the lack of action. He was sort of like a shark. He just had to keep on swimming. Sailors kept on coming off the boats down at the harbor. It was difficult to stop. It was easy to get started. Stephanie came on strong, but suddenly went weak. She seemed a little speedy, and her tongue worked at her teeth. The sirens came behind us. It was a bit before we heard it. It was Jackson, me, and Stephanie, and for a while it felt just perfect. Why you ask about Jackson? It was a long time ago, nothing really happened. Someone said he went up to Denver. Someone said he went to Kansas City. Someone said he went off the deep end. Some said he was living there already. One day Jackson just didn't show up to the party. One day Jackson just didn't show up to the party. Stephanie was long on looks and short on mental health. Said depression is an ocean and it's prone to tides and swells. Anxiety's persistent, it's an ambitious politician who keeps knocking on your door until they come and let it in. I think that Jackson let it in. I think that Jackson let it in.
Another one of the new ones, Craig Finn, has made a solo album. If you're a fan of the Hold Steady, this is there's similarities, but this is definitely something different. And going back even to Lifter Polar through Hold Steady, you've had to deal with something throughout your career, which is that you are not a great singer, and yet you managed to write songs. Was that more of a challenge at doing a solo thing?
Yeah, maybe. The thing that was interesting about the solo record is the way we recorded it. I actually sang live. I mean, I was in the room with the band singing rather than overdubbing it, which is normally how rock records are made. And so that was a challenge, but I think it allowed the band to kind of react more off my vocals and sort of have it led more by the narrative and the storytelling. So that was by design. No, I'm not a great singer, but it's kind of, I guess that's why I've tried to create my own style and, you know, it takes some getting used to, and maybe some people will never get used to it, but it's sort of, it's how I've come to it. And, I think, you know, it develops a little bit as I keep going as an artist.
Well, you certainly insinuate melodies. I mean, you don't, you know, they're not always wide ranging melodies, but, I never actually noticed on this record that, oh, he's not really singing that much, you know?
Yeah. I think that might be, you know, I might be getting a little bit more accomplished as a singer, but also, I think it's just kind of keeping the arrangements. You know, they're right in my sweet spot.
Craig Finn is our guest. The new solo album is called Clear Heart, Full Eyes. And as we heard, there will be a tour and there will be a new Hold Steady album at some point after that.
Yeah, we're in the middle of writing the sixth Hold Steady record. So I would hope we can record this spring and have a 2012 release.
Cool. Look forward to that. We have time for one more. What would you like to do?
Oh, Rented Room is what we were planning on. Yeah, we're going to do Rented Room, which is a song about exactly that, leaving your home and renting a room and all the discomforts that come along with it.
I've been living in a rented room. I've been trying not to subsist with you. Certain things are really hard to do when you're living in a rented room, playing records in a rented room. Hotter than hell in the park at the moon. There really isn't all that much to do when you're living in a rented room. I've been thinking about the things we did, things we talked about and the lives that we lived. When things were bad, we would just drink and sit. When things were still good, we would dance. Started coming here 2 years ago. They play the right kind of rock and roll. Drinks are cheap and they leave you alone. Go downstairs and have a drink or two. She used to take off her tights, turn off the lights, get into bed, she fit me just right. My pillow still smells like her perfume. She used to put on a robe, wake up at dawn, walk out on the lawn, all sleepy and slow. Now I live up above a saloon. Like the moon, I know I should be getting over you, but certain things are really hard to do. Bathe in the dark feels like the womb. I know I should be getting over you, but certain things are really hard to do. I bathe in the dark feels like the moon. I know I should be getting over you. Certain things that get really hard to do. I bathe in the dark, feels like the womb. I know I should be getting over you. Certain things that get really hard to do when you're living in a rented room.
Rented Room, Craig Finn, our guest today on the World Cafe. Another one from Clear Heart, Full Eyes. Hey, Craig, great congratulations on this, and we'll look forward to seeing what different kind of energy you put out with this other band.
Oh, thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.